This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Nevada becomes first state to ban employers from refusing job applicants based on a failed marijuana test. Positive marijuana test in pre-employment drug screenings won't be a problem for most people in Nevada beginning next year, as Nevada became the first state to approve such a drug test law last week, 2 years after recreational marijuana sales began in the Silver State. The law will not apply to EMTs, firefighters, and those who drive vehicles, however. Employers can also reject job applicants for marijuana drug test results if usage can put others' safety at risk. Starting January 1st, employees will also have the right to challenge the results of an initial drug screening test if employers require one within the first 30 days of hiring. Employers then must consider the second screening test paid for by the employee. That's what the law states. Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak signed the bill on June 5th after state lawmakers approved it. Nevada voters approved the legal sale of recreational marijuana to those 21 and older back in 2016. The New York City Council passed a similar law prohibiting employers from testing applicants for marijuana usage in April. Maine does not allow employers, schools, or landlords to discriminate against people for marijuana consumption, but the state does not have a law on drug testing on the books. State laws for workplace drug testing vary, but companies typically tell applicants or employees about their policies. Nationally, about 2.8% of urine-based workplace drug screenings tested positively for marijuana in 2018. That's according to Quest Diagnostics, a drug testing service. Marijuana is also the most commonly detected illicit drug, according to its service. So, can't deny you employment because you test positive for marijuana. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm not a pothead fucker, but the idea that as marijuana is becoming legal recreationally in more and more places, that you're going to test people for it and then preclude them from getting jobs, et cetera, is absolutely ridiculous. Yes, marijuana can impair you just like any other thing can. The difference is marijuana, traces of it stay in your system much longer than alcohol does or even other drugs. So the idea that you test positive for marijuana doesn't necessarily mean that you are in any way impaired by that marijuana. And it's ridiculous that we're going to allow anybody to discriminate that way. You can't go ahead and go, oh, well, we're going to alcohol test you. We're going to pop into your house on a random day. And if you've had a beer, well, too bad for you. That's where we are with marijuana. Marijuana is a recreational drug at this point, and it's legal in a lot of places, and it's becoming legal in a lot more. So I think it's time for all the other states to sort of fall in line behind Nevada? Right? Nevada? That's who's leading us? Let's get with the program. Or get with the times. The high times. But again, just because you're taking in marijuana doesn't mean that you're high all the time, any more than having a drink makes you an alcoholic or drunk all the time. So let's get with it, people. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in